It was dark outside now. From his vantage point in the doorway, Hadrian could not see much of anything. A tiny patch of moonlight scattered here and there. Fireflies blinked, leaving trails of light. The rest was lost in the vast black of the forest. Russell pulled over a stool to sit across from Royce and Hadrian. He lit a long clay pipe with a thin sliver of wood.
So, you two are here to help Theron kill the monster?
We'll do what we can.
Russell crushed the burning tip of the wooden sliver into the dirt floor.
Theron is over 50 years old. He knows the sharp end of a pitchfork from the handle, but I don't expect he's ever held a sword. Now, you two look to me like the kind of fellas that have seen a fight up close. And Hadrian here not only has a sword, he's got three. A man carries three swords. He, like as not, knows how to use them. Seems to me a couple of fellas like you could do more than just help an old man get himself killed.
Russell, they're our guests. Why don't you scald them with hot water while you're at it?
I just don't want to see that damn fool kill himself. If the Margrave and his knights didn't stand a chance, how well will Theron do out there? An old man with that scythe of his. What's he trying to prove? How brave he is.
He's not trying to prove anything.
Ezra Hodden's voice silenced the room like a plate dropping.
He's trying to kill himself.
What?
He's right. I've seen it before. Soldiers, career soldiers, brave men just reach a point where it's all too much. It could be anything that sets them off. One too many deaths, a friend dying, or even something as trivial as a change in the weather. I knew a man once who led charges in dozens of battles. It wasn't until a dog he befriended was butchered for food that he gave up. Of course, a fighter like that can't surrender, can't just quit. He needs to go out swinging. So they rush in, unguarded, picking a battle they can't win.
Then I needn't have wasted your time. If my father doesn't want to live, whatever's in that tower can't save him.
Every day your father is alive, there is a chance he can find hope again.
Your father will be fine, Thrace. That man is tough as granite. You'll see.
Mom?
You shouldn't listen to these people talking about your father that way. They don't know him.
Mom?
Honestly, telling a poor girl something like that right after she's lost her family.
Mom!
What on earth is it, Tad?
The sheep? Look at the sheep.
Everyone noticed it then. Crowded into the corner of the room, the sheep had been quiet through the meal. A content, woolly pile that Hadrian had forgotten was there. Now they pushed each other, struggling against the wooden board Russell had put up. One of the pigs bolted for the door, and Grace and Lena tackled it just in time.
Kids, get down here!
The three children descended the ladder with precision movements, veterans of many drills. Their mother gathered them near her in the center of the house. Russell got off his stool and doused the fire with the wash water. Darkness enveloped them. No one spoke. Outside, the crickets stopped chirping. Another pig bolted across the dirt floor in the direction of the door. Beside him, Hadrian felt Royce move.
Here, someone take this.
Tad crawled toward the sound and took the pig from him. They waited. The sound began faint and hollow. A puffing, thought Hadrian, like bellows stoking a furnace. It grew nearer, louder, less airy, deep and powerful. The sound rose overhead, and Hadrian instinctively looked up, but found only the darkness of the ceiling. His hands moved to the pommels of his swords. They sat huddled in the darkness, holding their breath. Hadrian leapt to his feet. Royce was already up.
Don't bother. She's dead and there's nothing you can do. The monster cannot be harmed by your weapons.
The two were out the door. Royce was quicker and raced across the common toward the little house of May Drundle. Hadrian could not see a thing and found himself blindly chasing Royce's footfalls. Royce halted and Hadrian nearly plowed through him.
What is it?
Roof is ripped away. There's blood all over the walls. She's gone. It's gone.
It? Did you see something?
Through a patch in the canopy. Just for a second, but it was enough.